Yeah, what I suggested before the match, I suggested four things. I was expecting one of the four or combine of all of them or at least one or two. One thing is the cool mindedness of the players and the coach per every specific game. And this is determined also by how they spent the night and how they were worried and how they are excited. Those are challenges. The other thing is coaching. So coaching is very determining a lot in such a game. So if coach is also nervous or for a reason or two, the coach did not call time out in a good time, the game can run away. Now, the other thing, also factor of luck. And then, of course, then the players. Now, when I talk of players, every game in basketball is determined if you have three good players out of five doing you a good attack, performing well in attack, and also all the five are doing well in defense, then you do turnovers. These are the determining factors. But come on. Loan has done a lot. Our team has done a lot. Our players are actually younger than the U.S. team, and they could have beaten the U.S. team.
In yesterday's game, South Sudan had lots of turnovers. And my question is, what should the Bright Star do to avoid such mistakes on Saturday when they face Serbia?
Complete carefulness. When you are attacking, you should not lose your ball from your side or should not lose the ball from the other side. You have to make an attempt by a minimum of 1 point. If you are fouled and then you are made to make free throw, then you miss two, then you score one, at least minimum 1 point or average two, or the best thing, 3 points. If you shoot outside the box. But if you are attacking and you don't even reach and the ball is taken away from you, that is called turnover.
Let's talk about the Federation here. There are people saying that the Federation decided to capitalize on professional players who are playing in Australia, Canada, Europe, and U.S. instead of players in Juba. Local players in Juba are not given opportunity to compete. Why is that so?
Okay. We started the Federation. The Federation was started by me in 2008. And then by 2013, the Federation was admitted as a member of FIBA because we are now independent 2011. Then 2012, we applied. And then in February 2013, our admission was done in Buenos Aires. Okay? So in 2017, we tried in Cairo, and we did not achieve anything. 2019, I engaged one coach from America out from South Sudan who was volunteering because he saw us playing in 2017. Mm-hmm. So I did not get it in 2017. So in 2019, an American coach came to us and he said that he will volunteer. So we tried with some colleague from Juba. There were three players from Juba and the rest of players from U.S. But I failed to reach the NBA players for two reasons. I didn't have certain contact with them, and the Federation was not able to pay for insurance for the player to leave the zone where they are insured. So the FIBA cannot impose on NBA club to release a player without insurance. So we appealed to Lul, and Lul was to give up his seasonal instead of renewing, he was given open check to extend. But he turned it down because we applied to him for him to come. And the reason, we gave him all the reason and he was observing. He said, we want the best of the best, and we want best of the best coaching. We want money, and we don't have money.
So you are looking at the tactics. You think there's something wrong with how the players are being positioned. Is that what you're saying?
How players are moving. But also position is that the current point guard is not a point guard. He's a forward and he's a good scorer. They can disrupt the defense and then throw the ball back and somebody can bring 3 points. No country can stop. Can withstand the South Sudan attack if we have a point guard. We just need a point guard.
All right, Achuel, thank you very much for your analysis on this situation with the national basketball team. And as usual, the whole country is wishing them all the best. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And our wishes, yeah, we are blue to the TV. Thank you.